Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. This has been Rogers. It's been a busy week in Putnam County, and none other better to discuss that busy week and the passing of the fiscal year 22 budget to have on the show Randy Porter, county mayor. He's been with me a lot, but the reason he's on here a lot is because he's got a lot of information, and passing the budget for all the counties is a big deal. And I've got another mayor coming on next week to discuss their budget, but this week's about Putnam County, Randy, and kind of wanted to give the highlights of the budget. We want to talk about the bond issue that we did and the process for that. Want to talk about the Expo Center and some updates on that and some other stuff. The fairs actually started last night. So technically, we got that going. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Love being here, Ben. Thank
I appreciate you coming and your time, because I know you're a busy man. You've got 400 things to do today. So
I always have time for you, Ben Rogers.
I appreciate it. So let's just start with the budget. Monday night, of course, a little bit different in a reappraisal year. We had to start at 5 o'clock. We're a public hearing. We had several people there, more than I remember at the last public hearing.
Right.
My memory may be wrong, but nobody said anything.
Nobody spoke.
Did you know why? I mean, they just wanted to come here?
I think there was folks that didn't understand the process and what goes on in a reappraisal year. And I think they were there to more listen than they were to speak, because the chairman went around each person, asked mm-hmm. them, and nobody wanted to speak.
Okay.
And it was a good crowd. Come out, and we like to see people come out and get involved and know what's going on.
Yeah, we're not a county that wants to lock the door so nobody can come in.
No.
We're a very transparent county, and of course, Randy's been that way since 2014, and I come on in, and everything you need to know is probably on the website. If not, it's on the Facebook page. And so the public hearing lasted all of 60 seconds about it, because nobody spoke. And then once nobody wants to speak, there's no other business to be done in a public hearing, so we ended that. We rolled into committee meetings, and those lasted, 20, 30 minutes. And then we got started a little bit early, before 6 o'clock, on the commission meeting, because we knew we had a long night.
Right. And let me say this, probably the most historical night for the county commission that I remember in all my history with Putnam County. I go all the way back to 1980 when I started as a dispatcher with EMS and worked my way up. And I've been to thousands of county commission meetings. And that was the most historical for what that the county commission did in one night.
Well, I felt like we had a good meeting for the most part. There were some things there that kind of held us up other than the budget and reapportionment. We can talk about that later. Maybe that's for another show. But it was a good night, because we are moving forward. We did, let's just go ahead and get to it, we did increase the tax rate by 10 cents.
You did. County commission did. That's one thing a lot of people don't understand. I had someone ask me this morning, said, well, you're over the county commission, aren't you? And I said, no. I said, I'm an elected official. My job is to run the day-to-day operations of the county and be the chief financial officer and executive of the county. But in state law, that's one of the main things that county commissioners are given, is to set a budget and a tax rate each year. Otherwise, most everything else is done by the elected officials. But it was a reappraisal year, Ben. You had our previous tax rate at 292.6. With the reappraisal, the certified rate was 237.2. You raised it to 247.2, which is still a big decrease from where it was before. And the one thing I go back to, nobody likes increases, okay? Mm-hmm. Nobody does. And none of the commissioners, I don't think, wanted to raise it. But we are growing so fast. If we're not careful, we get behind. And once we get behind, it's hard to ever get caught up. I'm a big thing in the history of Putnam County, and you've heard me say this at county commission meetings before. In looking at some of the old historical photos and stuff at Tennessee Tech, I came across a newspaper article from the Herald. It was Putnam Herald, I believe, back then in 1969, and the tax rate that was set for Putnam County then was 279, which is 32 cents more than what it is today. So we have notoriously had low property tax rates in Putnam County, and I know there's some people may disagree with that, but we have people moving here all the time, and when they come to see what their property taxes is on the house they bought, they think that's for a month. Because they are used to paying 10, 12 times more in some other place. So, yeah, it was a small increase. I think it was needed, though, to to be able for us to keep up with this growth. The last thing we want to do is get behind like Rutherford County or some of these other counties did when they started seeing growth.
Yeah, and I think and we explained not only in the work session, not only in the last budget committee meeting, then the work session, and then the other night, that 10-cent increase on the new certified rate, which you mentioned is a lot lower than the old one, was going to amount to about $135 tax increase for a property that was $500,000.
Half a million dollar house
and land.
Which not everybody has.
Right. So
125 on a $500,000 house. You drop it down to the normal average $200,000 house. It was, $38
something
or something.
Like that.
And I know that's an increase. Most folks, though, that I've talked to understand that, mm-hmm. that it has to happen. And then too, something that we don't talk about enough, we have a program at Putnam County at the trustee's office for folks that are on a fixed income. We have a little lady that goes to church with us, and she draws like $680 a month on her Social Security and barely gets by. We have a program that she can come and file for help on her property taxes, and she gets a big portion of that taken away. The county pays that for her. And that's for our senior citizens on fixed income. So if you've got an issue with someone you know, your family that's elderly, fixed income, have them go by the trustee's office, Freddie Nelson's office, file for it and see what can happen, because there's that plan that's been in place for a long time. State pays part of those funds and the county picks up part of those funds, and it's to help our senior citizens. So we don't want to hurt anybody to the point that that they can't make their payments. So that's there for the folks.
That's good information. So we feel like, yes, you're right, nobody wants to raise taxes. It was a small increase. We had a lot bigger one 2 years ago, and that was a long meeting, and we're trying to avoid doing that again. We're
right.
trying to avoid having that big increase in 1 year, because we are growing, and we knew we had a need this year. You know, the schools were asking for more money, and they were asking to give their employees raises. We wanted to help our employees out by changing the pay scale, and 'cause I've been big on this show, and when I'm out, services provided by a county start with the people.
Yes.
If we don't have good people, we don't have good services. And how do we get good people is we recruit them and offer them benefits that they want or need, and they want to come and provide a service for people. So that's how we keep them. We change the pay scale, help the people starting out, helps the people on the back end that was past that 20-year in Putnam County, you could work 20 years and never see a raise after that.
Well, you're topped out.
You're topped out. So we changed that, and now it's 25 years. So we're helping that out. And then we're offering insurance for retirees.
We are. We had a 9% health insurance increase this year. The county absorbed all that and didn't put that on the employees. And just remember, out of that 10-cent increase, half of that went to schools to pay for the teachers' 4% pay raise that I think they well deserved, especially after last year with all they did with COVID and everything. So half of it went there. We added 4 new paramedics. We added 3 new firemen. County clerk's office got a new employee. Property assessor office got a new employee. It's about 15 new employees that we added. It adds up pretty fast when you add those employees and benefits, but we've got to keep up with the services that we're providing the people. Our county's done a great job. We've been through a lot with tornado, ice storms, floods, pandemic, and we've survived and done really good. And we just want to keep providing the services to the people that they deserve.
And you mentioned it, 15 new employees. One of those is actually paid by a grant. That's
yes.
at the Family Justice Center. So 14 employees, well, actually 14 and a half, really, because you got the library employee that the city pays a salary, but we pay the benefits.
That's right.
So you're pretty much right at 14 new employees in the general fund that's been added to this year's budget. And you mentioned public safety was a big, big focus for the fire department and EMS. And we added basically two dispatchers to 911. The county pays for half
right.
of a dispatch. So we end up basically picking up a full dispatcher on the county side. And, folks, I'm on the 911 board. Randy used to be the 911 director. It's needed.
We had to have it.
Yeah.
Our county is growing tremendously right now. It's estimated that somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 people are moving here every year right now. So when you see that, EMS call volume, 911 call volume, all has went up. I won't say tremendously, but it's went up pretty good to the point that those folks cannot keep up with the volume. And what starts happening is if you start pushing them too hard, we start getting mistakes, and you can't have mistakes in emergency services.
No.
Or you start losing those people because they work too hard and are stressed out, and they'll go somewhere that's a slower county. So, yeah, that was those were needed, almost had to house. And so we want to keep our emergency services always there and available 24/7 for our citizens.
And I think that was a focus, and we did a good job. So 10-cent tax increase, 5 cents to the general fund to cover those positions and the step raise and some insurance that we just spoke about, then 5 cents to schools to help cover their raises and new positions. They didn't have a lot of positions they added this year. They were very good. I'll say this about the commission and school board. We work well together, better than I've ever seen in my 41 years.
Absolutely. I agree.
And we have open conversation, and they're very frank with what they need, and we're very frank with what we can give them.
Yes.
And we did help them out in another means. We're giving them $500,000 more in sales tax a year as a fixed amount. But that was something they needed to make sure they got the services that they're providing this next year. And so sales tax is abundant in Putnam County.
Yes.
Instead of raising more property tax to help fund them, we shifted some sales tax around.
Right.
And in our opinion, and when I say our, mine and yours, because we talked about it, we don't think that's going to hurt our debt service because our sales tax is done so well. And even if it falls off some, we're still going to be real good.
And what most people don't understand is we're not like city government where most of their revenue is sales tax. In county, schools automatically get half of the sales tax before the county ever sees any of it, and then they get another percentage out of that, and then most of the sales tax goes to our debt service to pay off our bonds each year. That's what makes our bond payments. So very little of sales tax goes to the daily operations of county government, unlike city, so that's a good fact for folks to know.
That is a good fact. Good information. We'll be back in just a moment. Going to talk about some capital projects that we've done in the budget. Then we're going to move on to the jail and school bond issue. We'll be back in just a moment here on Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. Randy Porter, the Putnam County Mayor, is with me. This has been Rogers. Continuing budget discussion in Putnam County. We approved the budget Monday night, but pretty much a 19-5 vote on the tax levy. Most of the funds we approved were around 22-2 or 20-4 or 21-3. You had some no votes on every one of them for, you know, whatever reason they decided to vote no. But it was a majority, a good majority of the commission.
And Ben, there's a reason for that. This commission works so well together, probably better than any commission I've seen in a long time. But there's another reason why everything went so smooth with this budget. And I'm not just saying it because I'm on your show. It's you being the chairman of our budget committee, because every day with your job at CTAS, you're out helping these other counties. You actually create the budgets for a lot of these other smaller counties. And to have you as chairman, to have that knowledge, and to walk the commissioners through the last several months as we work through budget, that's what makes it so easy, because everything's already worked out and planned out of budget committee before it ever comes to the county commission, and everybody's already, we've had a work session, everybody knows what's going on, and so your leadership and guidance through that plays a big part, and I think that's what's made our budget so much easier this year, last year, since you've been budget committee chairman.
Well, I appreciate that, Randy. I'll give you your $100 when we get off the air.
$150.
But I will say this. A lot of the budget work that's done is done in your office. And we lost a valuable employee with Debbie retiring last year.
Yeah, Debbie Francis, my budget director, retired last year after, 28 years, I believe. And it's hard to replace that kind of knowledge. But I had Chelsea Qualls that had been with me for a few years, and Chelsea was willing to step up into that position, and she has a degree in accounting from Tennessee Tech. She's one of our local Tech students and graduates, and so she has just she's done an amazing job. Of course, Debbie helped train her those last few months. Debbie's come back few times and helped us close out and budget and stuff, but Chelsea's done an amazing job.
Chelsea's fantastic, but you're fantastic too, Randy. The information you give us, you know, my job's easy as budget chair. I get the information, you and I talk about it, then we start meeting. We deliver the information to them together, and I like the team effort because it doesn't look like it's all on you. It doesn't look like it's all on me. It's a team effort.
Right.
And so it's you make it easy on me, and then, you know, we just want to be communicating with each other. We want to be transparent with the public and the rest of the commissioners that are not on budget committee, and it just went really well. We didn't really have a lot of problems in budget committee, and so I was thankful.
Me too. I was too, and I think the communication and the transparency with everybody so that everyone knows everything, not a whole lot of questions asked if everybody knows everything. So yeah. We try to make sure that's the way it goes, and that's been one of my main goals coming in as county mayor was transparency. I had not seen that before in a lot of places, and I want to make sure that if you all know something, call.
Yeah.
I'll answer every question I can. I may have to get back to you if it's something really hard that we have to go look up, but we'll get you an answer.
That's right. So some highlights, continuing some highlights. We mentioned about before we got off the air about sales tax and how the majority of it goes to schools and our debt service. But when we have an excess amount of debt service, you know, that we can use, we put it to capital projects because debt service and capital projects play are hand in hand. Our capital projects we can pay cash for. Debt service is what you finance for. So if we have excess money in debt service, then obviously we won't go pay cash for stuff.
Right.
So we always, or since you've been in, have made it a priority to do capital projects and pay cash for a lot of things. This fiscal year, 22, what are some of those highlights for you?
Well, we've been in our roof replacement for most of the county buildings since I came in. That's one thing we did. We started a five-year plan. We went out and evaluated every one of our county buildings for the roofs, the HVAC units, all the big-ticket items. I don't like surprises. My wife only ever threw me one surprise birthday party when I turned 40, and I said, no more. I don't like surprises. So we like to hit things head on before they get to that point. So we've spent millions of dollars on our capital projects, but we paid cash for all of them, and those roofs have been a big one. We're finally getting to the point now that this will be the last year for the roofs. We're replacing the Upperman High School roof in Baxter, which is a large school. That's about a $3 million roof, Cookeville Community Center, Monterey Library, and the county clerk's office. And after this year, our capital projects is going to go down dramatically. But we got on this five-year plan where we're making sure that replacing vehicles, if you're not careful, county department has a vehicle. If you keep it too long, it starts costing you more than it's worth. And so we try to keep those up to date. One of the big things that we're doing this year is the emergency radios. Law enforcement, EMS, fire, rescue, all the folks that carry our emergency radios. Those radios, a lot of them are 10 years or older, and they've been great. They hold up good, but it's time that we start replacing those with some newer technology. So we started that plan this year, $250,000 there to start that, and it'll probably be a three-year plan to replace all of them because there's so many of them. We started putting AEDs, automatic defibrillators, in all the county buildings and vehicles in the county, and we're now having to go back and replace some of those a year. So this is the final year of replacing those. Probably one of the bigger ticket items is replace all the cardiac monitors in the ambulances. Most used piece of equipment in the ambulance, when they come pick you up, 90% of the time you're going to get put on a cardiac monitor because it monitors your heart rate, your heart rhythm, your blood pressure, your pulse, your O2 sats. It's got a lot of features on it, and so it's the most used that there is on the ambulance, and we need to keep those in great working order and have the latest and greatest technology because it's people's lives we're dealing with. Fire trucks, we've been replacing one of those every year. We'd got down to the point that they had some really old trucks, and so we've been replacing at least one a year. That's about $325,000. We started a plan last year where we were replacing HVAC units in the buildings. As I said, we went out and looked at each one of the buildings and tried to figure out what the length of service those units had on them and what we could expect. So we started replacing those so we would get them knocked out before they start giving us trouble. You know, the Parks and Recreations and our solid waste department need a skid steer and a mini excavator. We're buying those for them because we rent those all the time, and if we're not careful, we'll pay more on rental than if we'd have bought them ourselves. Sheriff's Department's upgrading their body cameras on the deputies. Very, very important in today's society, needing to have that infrastructure and those cameras to be able to go back and protect those deputies. We're replacing our compactors and our things that are convenient sites for the solid waste so they stay going. We're paving, going to pave most of our solid waste convenient sites. We paved some this year, buying them and some of the others, and we're going to pave the rest of those. We're looking at completing the complex, sports complex renovation for the new soccer fields and lacrosse, and then I know we're going to get into the expo center and the bus garage and all that, so I'll stop there. There's a whole list of these that almost $11 million worth that we do, but the good thing about all that is you said we pay cash for it.
Yeah, we average, what would you say we average a year paying cash on capital projects since you've been in? $7-9 million somewhere in there?
I'd say in the 7-8.
Yeah, and that's a lot of money, but
We didn't have to borrow any of it. We paid cash, and we made sure that all our facilities are now in good shape. And when I came in, we had roofs leaking that they had buckets under, and I said, this can't last. So the commission has done a great job with this five-year plan to make sure we keep everything going.
They really have. So if you think about it, 7 years, $7 million a year, we'd be $49 million in debt if we hadn't had that sales tax come in. So that's right. a good decision to pay cash on that. We got one more. Got a little bit more time with Mayor Porter coming up. We're going to get into the jail and the school and the expo center. Good information there, so stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment here on Local Matters. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with you and Randy Porter, County Mayor of Putnam County. Just finished giving a summary on the capital projects for fiscal year 22. But the two biggest projects that we're looking at starting, they will not be done this fiscal year. If they are, we've messed up on the projection.
It'd be a miracle, won't it?
Yeah. So we did a bond issue Monday night after we approved the budget. We had the bond issue, $96 million bond issue. And we are with that $96 million, we're going to build a K-8 school off Lee Seminary Road, and we're adding on to the current jail facility. And so, Randy, how many beds roughly is that going to be there?
Well, the jail is about 250 was the beds that it had when it was built. It's been overcrowded for years. This goes back into the previous Sheriff Andrews. I remember him coming to the commission years ago and telling about it. So it's been going on for a long time, finally happening, almost got to happen, adding about 600 more new beds to the jail, and then with another 200 that'll just kind of be shelled in up at the top at some time in the future. If you need more beds, then you could just finish that out. But I think Sheriff Ferris and I think that gets us out 20, 25 years or further with the jail, and hopefully it'll be a good thing to get the addition finally done, because the one thing you don't want to happen is for a federal judge to come in and tell us what we're going to do, and then the price doubles or triples. So.
Yeah, a lot of liability issues in county government are inside the jail.
Yes.
And as long as you have adequate space and proper staffing, most of the time you can mitigate all that. So the sheriff wanted to add on in the location. It was just briefly discussed about going somewhere. You've been here through many years. When we talked about jail expansion, nobody wants a jail in their backyard.
No.
I was one of the people who originally said, hey, I'd like to see it at a green site so we have room for expansion 50 years from now, which I'm pretty certain I won't be here. But
well, if we are, Ben, we'll be miracles.
Yeah,
soon,
so, you know, if I'm 90 years old, I'll live to be, thank God. But I just don't see it. But anyway. But it come down to, and you and I talked, and you said, Ben, we can do that, but everywhere you go, you're going to have a courtroom full or a commission room full of people that don't want it in their backyard.
I lived through that when Sheriff Andrews was there, and every place they would go look at, they were just going to build a minimum security for not the ones that are threatening, But the ones that just have to serve time in every community they went to at that commission meeting, courtroom would be packed, standing room only. The community didn't want it. It's kind of like a landfill. Nobody wants it in their neighborhood. So living through that, I think that's the reason the committee and the sheriff, number one, decided that it was better to add on to the existing building. And you don't have to duplicate things either when you do that. You don't have two different kitchens and two different laundry systems and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it's what eventually everyone decided was the best and did the bond issuance for it.
Yeah, but we do know probably in 25, 30 years there will be an expansion somewhere.
My guess is in 25 or 30 years, if we continue to grow like we're growing, they're probably going to have to replace the whole Justice Center and everything over there and build a bigger one somewhere else. So I think that's the time that you look at just taking the whole thing and moving somewhere else out. But I do think that's 25 or 30 years away, though.
Yeah, yeah. So the school, and of course we don't have anybody from the schools, but you and I have been around enough. K through 8?
Yes.
Lee Seminary Road. I petitioned to be named the Randy Porter Middle School.
Well, I actually got it to Ben Rogers, K through 8 school. There's one thing I don't want. I don't want a building or a road named after me.
Me either. But Southwest Putnam County, I think 1,000 students is roughly
in that neighborhood. Yeah, and it's going to be a nice school. And where you're seeing the growth being down in that area in the south and the west, I think that's going to attract a lot of folks that live in that area that are having to drive all the way to Coolville to bring their kids. And, of course, they're looking at moving Parkview into that new school, too. Parkview is, I think, probably built back in the 40s or 50s. I don't know exactly when it was built, but one of the older schools in Putnam County. And it's in major need of repairs, so I think this is going to be a great addition to our school system. And it allows us to keep up.
Yeah.
And stay ahead of the school growth that we're seeing with all these people moving here.
Yeah, and like, as you said, 3,000 to 4,000 people are moving in every year. It's going to add up to more students.
That's
so
right.
That's two projects that it's going to be taken care of. Estimated completion time on both?
I think about 36 months. And all that's going to depend on building materials and the contractors. We've already got a construction manager for the jail addition that's been working. So I think it'll move pretty fast. But those are big buildings. $96 million worth of buildings. So I think if we get them done in 3 years, we'll be doing well.
So let's move on to some more capital projects that we're doing. And these are obviously needed as well and is going to be good for our county. You did a briefing at our work session last week, almost 2 weeks now. And one of the things you talked about was the Expo Center.
Right.
It's moving along. The plans are tentative. You know, things may change, but we've got a plan.
We do.
And what you showed us at the commission, at the work session, and everybody got to see it, just it looks like a really good plan. There's going to be a lot of room to do a lot of things. I know the fair board is excited about
it.
Because we, you know, we were worried 3-4 years ago. They didn't want it.
Yeah.
They didn't want to move from the current fairgrounds. They're good and they're happy.
They're happy.
What are you looking – what are the big highlights of that? We know the Expo Center, the event center. What else do what else is prized for us there?
Well, we got a large track on that side of the road. It's about 160 acres, so plenty of room for growth. Beside the 50,000-square-foot Expo Center, there is enough room to expand that in the future to 75,000-square-foot, which would be really big. 20,000-square-foot event center. We got a 300-stall barn. We got a covered pavilion for indoor horse shows, cattle shows, outdoor pavilion for those kind of shows. We got the midway section to where that the rides and everything for the fair that you're 10 days out of a year, but that will be used also for trailer hookups. We're going to put hookups all around that with water, electricity, and so forth, where we have these people that are traveling through with their cattle trailers. They're hauling their horses from one end of the country to the other. They're looking for a place to spend the night. We get a lot of requests for that, so we're going to rent those out each night. Folks can come in and install their horses and cattle, and then we got the main arena for the fair that's going to seat about 7,500 undercovered seating, be about at least 100 foot bigger than what the existing one is for all the things that happened with the fair, but that'll be used year-round too. We got an amphitheater that will seat probably about 2,500 for concerts, and then we've got a lot of room for growth for that. I mean, it's just the sky's kind of the limit as to what can happen on it.
And across the road, We've got a total of what, 158?
195 total.
I try 158 on one side.
Yes.
And then across the road, we got almost 40.
Yes.
And what's your vision across the road?
Well, School Bus Garage, County Highway Department, both of those are out on South Jefferson, right across from Walmart. Been there for probably back in the 50s. They're landlocked. There'll be small old buildings, and they need to be moved to another place. So we're looking at a new maintenance facility that would go on the other side that would handle the school bus, the county maintenance for the highway department, and also the county maintenance for all the other vehicles in the county. Have them out where they can be together in one facility, share a lot of things, and we think cut down on cost. And all of those need them because they're in really, really old building and facilities.
And I'll say this about the location of the highway department. I worked 4 summers there back in high school and college. And every morning, if whether I was following the grader or a boom mower or whatever in the truck or whatever I was doing as a part-time summer employee, you'd get cussed by people because you're driving down Jefferson Avenue.
Yeah.
15, 20 miles per hour behind a grader, behind a tractor, behind a backhoe, whatever, and you'd get yelled at.
Yeah.
That's getting out of town, hopefully. That's moving out of town. And it's actually kind of moving to a location where they've got a little bit better access.
They can go, any direction. And you know, where they're at now is prime retail property that we think we can sell and pay for these buildings. And I've already got a buyer for half of the property where they're at, but we got to get the building built first. So we're working on plans right now to get that. Hopefully, if everything goes right, we'd be able to pay cash for that and out of capital projects, and then use the money that's going to come out of that sale of the land to go back into the fund balance. So a lot of projects going on, Ben. I mean, we're really growing And I'm thrilled with this county commission, with the great job y'all are doing and funding these projects and being able to move forward, because these are a lot of things that I think the people of the community are wanting.
So the budget's over.
Yep.
The bond issue is over. And that's a process. People don't know the process that you have to go through with that. And of course, you call me and we talk about it a lot. But that's a process. The bond issue's over. The projects are going to start. But you don't have to oversee the projects. You're county mayor, but you're not construction manager. You're not project manager.
No, but they all fall back through my they all fall back through my office.
That's true.
And yeah, we'll have construction managers on each project and everything. But when it comes to paying the bills and for those, they'll fall back into my office. But I've got a great group of department heads that a lot of these projects they'll take. Expo Center's kind of been my baby, running with it. We'll have a construction manager on it. It's going to be a packed next 24, 36 months in Putnam County.
Yeah, you mentioned the new Expo Center and Fairgrounds. The midway in our meeting, I think Chairman John Allen of the Fair Board said it was going to be double the size of what they got now.
Yes.
So I mention that because our fair just started last night, and it goes through next Saturday. Is that right? Yeah,
yep.
Next Saturday. So everybody come out. It's hot, but it's supposed to cool off. So come out to the fair. Probably the last one there. We don't know.
We've got the people that's took the option on the property trying to bring in a big retail shopping center there. We'll probably know by around February or so if that's going to happen. If it does, it could be the last fair. That's the reason we're starting the dirt work on the new Expo Center and that new fairgrounds area. Hopefully, if we can have it there, then we'd have the roads in and the midway and those kind of areas where they could have a fair at the new location. Wouldn't have any buildings. They could still have a fair there if they wanted to next year.
So, Mayor, thanks for being here. Appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do for our county. I appreciate our working relationship.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your friendship.
Absolutely.
Most importantly, it's always good working with Mayor Porter and all the people in Putnam County. We just have such a blessed county. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a great weekend. Remember, go out to the Putnam County Fair. I'm pretty certain it's going to be packed, but it's going to be a good time. They do a great job. You're listening to Local Matters with Ben Rogers and Mayor Porter from Putnam County. We'll see you next week.